So John, let me ask, so this, in our policy, it says that one of the responsibilities of the board is to employ by contract and set salary schedules for the superintendent, business administrator, principals, teachers, and other employees of the district.
Right.
So my concern is, you know, and you clarified it, I believe, but let me make sure that we're on the right track here. My concern is, and I don't have any objection to this principal at Jackson.
Right.
My concern is just to the process that we received an email several months back saying that she's going to get hired and that's it. And then I'm asking, at what point then, as a board member, are we going to follow this policy? And so, you know, last month or the last meeting, you said that wasn't our role. But now I'm hearing that that is our role.
Well, you always have the right to question any expenditure, but when I say it's not your role, normally that role is an administrative role. Other than the superintendent and the business administrator, you do, at the end of the day, act on those recommendations. And if you disagree with the recommendation, you should vote against it.
But we don't have the opportunity to vote yet. I mean, if the administration is not going to put it on a consent agenda, then we're robbed of that opportunity to vote on it.
If someone is being hired, it should be on a consent agenda. And
I agree.
I think what was said is that if it wasn't on a consent agenda, it should have been there.
But what's silly about it is now, if it gets put on the consent agenda, this person's already hired, already working. Then it's kind of mocking our position then to have us vote on something several months later. I'm just asking, why can't we vote before?
The reality of it is that person would still be an employee of the district, but they might not be in that assignment. They were an employee of the district before.
Still an employee of the district already.
Yeah, I mean, they were an employee of the district before, but if the board disagreed with that appointment, and you know, I'm not going to talk about the wisdom of that, but if you said, no, we don't want that person there, that's your right as a school board. I think most people would say, if you have a problem with an appointment that the superintendent's made, your real problem is with the superintendent more than it is with the appointment. It is, why is that person there? Explain it. You're going to be accountable for that person if it doesn't work, that kind of a thing. But, no, you have the right to vote on it. It hasn't appeared on an HR report. It should, and the fact that if there was an oversight and it wasn't, doesn't mean you can't say no. We disagree with that appointment.
Okay. Thanks. And, you know, and